look, everything in Washington has been a lie. Weapons of mass destruction.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Release the Kraken!
3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
I'm CIA.
Spies. Bunch of bitchy little girls.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
We have a higher deficit with China now than we did before. We have the highest trade deficit
China
with Mexico.
China ate your lunch. All right, 10%. China ate your lunch, Joe.
Last night, I was on the phone for 2 straight hours with Xi Jinping. We don't get moving, they're going to eat our lunch.
The COVID-19 crisis has shown us that our old systems are not fit anymore for the 21st century. It has laid bare the fundamental lack of social cohesion, fairness, inclusion, and equality. In short, we need a great reset.
If they asked us all 20 years ago to start reducing the population, and by starting with ourselves, well, no one would step forward and volunteer. So they do it. And that was the whole point of creating the Royal Institute for International Affairs, a parallel government, because it said that democracy and the bickering with politicians and, as I say, the irreconcilable factors amongst groups within society were just too different, too much at odds, and they were at loggerheads with each other. They could not get their big agenda through. Therefore, the parallel government would not be responsible to the public, and it could steamroll ahead and bring in their new world order. That's what's been happening.
For 70 years, Hydra has been secretly feeding Christ, reaping war. And when history did not cooperate, history was changed.
That's impossible. Shield would have stopped you.
Accidents will happen.
Hydra created a world so chaotic that humanity is finally ready to sacrifice its freedom to gain its security. Once the purification process is complete, Hydra's new world order will arise.
As we have acted in the great liberating tradition of this nation, tens of millions have achieved their freedom. Millions more will find it. By our efforts, we have lit a fire as well, a fire in the minds of men. It warms those who feel its power. It burns those who fight its progress. And one day, this untamed fire of freedom will reach the darkest corners of our world.
They've grown strong. And now I am forced to rise because we are all threatened.
What do you want, brother?
Let me loose upon them. They will pray again. And you will bathe in their awe and fear. And we will grow strong again.
Go. Do what you will.
Father, we need the mortals.
No, Apollo. Hades is right. Their insolence has a price. Like children, they need to be reminded of the order of things. Set an example, brother. Turn them on each other. And back into our arms.
Destroy worlds. I want to become dead. I destroy
worlds.
He created a flu that sparked a demand for a vaccine that doesn't work.
A human being with a mind as brilliant as yours, you could do anything. And instead you choose to rain down misery and death.
No, you don't have it. How much evil do you have to do good?
Your father created a world-changing, not world-ending, a world-changing, world-improving omnivirus. And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of the Stern's flu.
I knew it.
He created a panic, and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No. Demanding it with all the entitlement of a first world country.
Yes. And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms, and letting us give them our creation. What we are doing is far bigger than death. What have you done today to earn your place in this crowded world? Everything I do is a cure for our current situation.
Wait, how's it a cure if
you're killing people? I told you it does not kill. That was the amazing epiphany we had. We didn't have to kill to accomplish our goal.
Which is what?
We intend to stop human reproduction for three generations. The busy, endless global assembly line of babies will grind to a halt.
You're sterilizing people?
Huh? In the first 5 years, we'll start to see major birth rate declines as teenagers vaccinated stay at their childbearing years.
You're controlling the future of human civilization.
Is that what they're calling it? It's a very nice euphemism for a species that is replicated like a contagion across the planet, killing all other species in its wake.
The last 70 years, we've had a new world order. And that is now under severe stress, not only in Europe.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order, because the global order is changing again.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
It's an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
It is obvious that behind the midst of the most severe crisis the world has experienced since World War II. 75 years ago, countries and people came together to shape the post-war global order, which brought us decades of peace, increased global cooperation, and prosperity to hundreds of millions of people around the world. Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system for the need for the post-corona era.
Eat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch. You piece of shit. You fucking goddamn fucker. Listen, fuckhead. You fucking crossed the line. Get that through your goddamn fucking head. Stop pushing your shit. You're the people that have fucked this country over and gang-raped the shit out of it and lost an election. So stop shooting your mouth off.
That lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody. Runs like the wind. Eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is.
I am your voice. Taking back our country and creating a bright, glorious, and prosperous new future for our people. We will make America great again.
I am the storm.
Rex a lot.
Here.
Rex is here.
He's here. Do you want him to stay in here?
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Sometimes great men give great speeches. Last night at the North Carolina GOP convention was not one of those times.
It sucked. Face it.
But there are good speeches given by great men. Men, this stuff that some sources sling around about America wanting out of this war, not wanting to fight, is a crock of bullshit. Americans love to fight, traditionally. All real Americans love the sting and clash of battle. You're here today for three reasons. First, because you're here to defend your homes and your loved ones. Second, you are here for your own self-respect because you would not want to be anywhere else. Third, you are here because you are real men, and all real men like to fight. When you, here, every one of you, were kids, you all admired the champion marble player, the fastest runner, the toughest boxer, the big league ball players, and the all-American football players. Americans love a winner. Americans will not tolerate a loser. Americans despise cowards. Americans play to win all of the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man who lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost nor will ever lose a war. For the very idea of losing is hateful to an American. You are not all going to die. Only 2% of you right here today would die in a major battle. Death must not be feared. Death, in time, comes to all men. Yes, every man is scared in his first battle. If he says he's not, he's a liar. Some men are cowards, but they fight the same as the brave men, or they get the hell slammed out of them watching men fight who are just as scared as they are. The real hero is the man who fights even though he is scared. Some men get over their fright in a minute under fire. For some, it takes an hour. For some, it takes days. But a real man will never let his fear of death overpower his honor, his sense of duty to his country, and his innate manhood. Battle is the most magnificent competition in which a human being can indulge. It brings out all that is best, and it removes all that is base. Americans pride themselves on being he-men, and they are he-men. Remember that the enemy is just as frightened as you are, and probably more so. They are not supermen. General George Patton speaking to his Third Army before entering war. And I heard a great speech October 13th, 2016. For them, it is war. And for them, nothing is out of bounds. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. This election will determine whether we are a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system. This is not just a conspiracy, but reality. And you know it. I know it. And they know it. The establishment and their media enablers wield control over this nation through means that are well known. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will lie, 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 and they will do worse than that. But I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so we can have our country back. Our great civilization here in America and across the civilized world has come upon a moment of reckoning. The central base of world political power is here in America, and it is our corrupt political establishment that is the greatest power behind the efforts at radical globalization and the disenfranchisement of working people. Their financial resources are unlimited. Their political resources are unlimited. Their media resources are unlimited, and most importantly, the depths of their immorality is unlimited. Our political establishment has no soul. I knew this day would come. I knew this day would arrive. And I knew that the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. This is a conspiracy against you, the American people, and we cannot let it stand. This is our moment of reckoning as a society and as a civilization. From this day forward, it will only be America first. It was a great speech given by a great man who was a candidate for the presidency in 2016. Last night was not a great speech. It was a crappy speech. There were moments that were worthwhile, but overall it was a shitty speech given to a shitty bunch of Republican new boobs at a shitty Republican convention. So face it, this is not 2016. Shit is bad, and you'd better face it. Might something come of the audits and the litigation of the 2020 election theft? Perhaps. Perhaps not. We all know it was stolen. They know they stole it. Everybody knows it was rigged for Biden. Nothing's been done about it yet. Will something be done about it? Perhaps. Either way, 2022 and 2024 are already on the agenda. Will voting make a difference? No. We know for a fact that elections haven't mattered for at least two decades, probably longer, except in 2016. Nevertheless, bitching isn't a strategy. Is the system unfair? Yes, so what? Fight anyway. Take what you can. Don't play by the rules of the current paradigm. If Trump taught you anything, he taught you that you have to take your victories despite the system, not within it. Trump's success was stellar, but there was no systemic change, and therefore it was undone rapidly. It is easier to destroy than it is to build. Will Trump be coming back in August? In 2022? 2024? Ever? Who knows? I suspect he will, but I am not counting on it. America First is bigger than Donald J. Trump. And America First must be bigger than Donald J. Trump if you plan on saving America. Accept the fact that we lost and failed to reclaim the republic that we had lost long, long ago. And then fight harder. Fight smarter. Look what they did to you on January 6th. Even though their, quote, insurrection was tamped down and not nearly as devastating as they expected it to be, they went forward with their rhetoric. They put people in prison simply for being at the Capitol. They are doxing people. The DOJ is going after, quote, insurrectionists and other extremists by many illegal means. The media is constantly touting the fact that treason was committed. It was an insurrection. It was an assault on our democracy. And people go with it. It's bullshit. What about the COVID pandemic, the lockdowns, the vaccines? The vaccines are more lethal than the fucking pandemic. The lockdowns were more lethal than the pandemic. Fauci's being exposed. Daszak is being exposed. Yes, it was all part of their gain-of-function study and an accidental lab leak from Wuhan. Bullshit. It was an intentionally designed bioweapon designed to lock down the planet and designed to introduce mRNA vaccines that will sterilize and kill people. And from the statistics that I'm seeing, and I don't know how real they are, half of America has decided to take their jab. Fucking idiots. Biden, the most racist Dixiecrat, mumbling meat puppet, is up there and the right makes fun of him. And it's easy to do, and we should do it. Ridicule is very important. But that's not going to change anything. Everybody knows that Biden is not in charge. He's just the meat puppet that sits there in the Oval Office. Stole the election on November 3rd, exactly as President Trump said they would. January 6th rally was wild. The false flag was wilder, but not as wild as they planned. They ousted the president on January 20th. Saul G's meat puppet under armed guard, and he has been unable to get much done legally. I think Congress has only passed one bill, and everything else has been done by executive order, and some of them have already been struck down. but his handlers have caused so much damage in the execution, whether they're pretending to hack a pipeline or slow down your meat industry or break a bridge or whatever the hell they're doing. Right now they're cleaning up the streets. They're getting rid of all the evidence of BLM and Antifa violence because they want it to be a happy summer so that they can have 2022 is about the Democrats who are not the, you know, we can work with the Republicans, but these MAGA crazy extremists have taken over the Republican Party, and it's an illegitimate political entity. You have to elect the sober Democrats, as if anybody believes that. But people will do it. It's all bullshit, as my co-host said. All this bullshit is bullshit. We know it. They know it. Everybody knows it. What will be done about it? We'll see what happens. It's a political shit show. Is politics important? Unfortunately, of course it is, because everything is political. This is the nature of a small R Republican government. Everything gets politicized. You voted for it, and you got it. The fact is that there are things that are far more important than politics. And you lost them long ago. The fact is music is more important than politics. Theater, literature is more important than politics. Art is more important than politics. The outdoors is more important than politics. Fishing is more important than politics. Hunting is more important than politics. Spending time with your family is more important than politics. Educating your children is more important than politics. Liturgy is more important than politics. But you sat back and let them politicize all of it, and you suffer the same erroneous presuppositions in your worldview as all the other twisted ideologies that you consider your enemy, and so you quibble over varying degrees of insanity rather than exposing the problem for what it is. And you actually force a great leader like Donald Trump to talk to you within that childlike, narrow, warped view and paradigm. Not that he's necessarily capable of going far outside that paradigm himself. Most of his presuppositions are bullshit Norman Vincent Peale, you know, happy talk bullshit, but nevertheless, he's still forced to tamp it down. The situation is dire. The world is a fucked up place. Here's the dirty little secret we won't say out loud. The world has always been a fucked up little place. It has always been fucked up like this, and it will be until the end. But it is more comfortable to compare the current mess to some romanticized ideal image of a past historical fantasy we pretend is actual history, and then lament how someone else let it collapse and became corrupted while taking no responsibility for it and blaming everything on what we don't like. It is always the fags, or the Jews, or the Muslims, or the bankers, or the globalists. Well, if the globalists have a vision and they're implementing it, and they defeat you and they get it done, why are you bitching about it? They won. They kicked your ass. Instead, call them out for what they're doing and fight them. Nothing vindicates like victory. So don't bitch and blame, expose and fight. That's it. That's the only message that there is. MAGA and America First has to be bigger than Trump, and you have to keep fighting, and you have to be smart about it. So don't fight the false battles that conservatives and right-wing media direct you towards. Don't fight the battles of, you know, look at what AOC is doing. We've got to fire Fauci. All this fucking bullshit. Right? Focus on the real problems. I'm much more interested in Rona McDaniels Romney getting her fat ass fired than I am in firing Dr. Fauci. Someone's going to kill Fauci eventually anyway, so I'm not really concerned about that. Rona Romney is a bigger problem. Kevin fucking McCarthy is a bigger problem. Mitch McConnell is a bigger problem. And so are all those namby-pamby bullshit, MAGA-talking, squishy Republicans whose only goal is to line their pockets as they further the Democrats' leftist agenda and roll you back into some kind of cuckery bullshit where you just vote harder every couple of years and wonder why the Republican Party can't deliver as much MAGA as they said they would. Give me a fucking break.
You mean that liberal yuppie bullshit about a good fight? This isn't fucking Yale. A good fight is one you win.
That's it. A good fight is one you win. Now, don't turn around and start tearing down Donald Trump. What he did for you, he didn't have to do it. He did a magnificent job. But by the same token, don't idolize Donald Trump. Donald Trump put your soldiers on the beach in 2016. And the fucking Nazis, the globalists, the deep state, mowed most of us down. Well, so what are you going to just pack your shit up, go back across the channel and wait until the Nazis take over? Or are you going to mount another offensive and be smarter about it this time? Because that's your only option. Focus up. Exposing the theft of the election, auditing it, putting systems in place that actually guarantee fair elections that are counted fairly, taking over GOP precincts, putting in true MAGA patriots, and taking over those county councils, city councils, school board, and all that kind of stuff at the local level is your only shot, because that's the apparatus that the enemy has control over. It is what they have used to push their agenda into the wider world. It is how they have defeated you. Trump showed you how to win, and you can't ride his coattails. You need to replicate, duplicate. You need to become the next Donald Trump and take over one party of the duopoly national apparatus that is designed to cuck people and smash the other side with it. Those are your only options, so pick up your fucking clubs and start swinging.
Chris! Chris! Chris!
I'm bending!
I'm bending, you stupid dick!
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation of the women.
Captain Caveman, that cum rocket of a speech fizzled and crashed last night.
Cum rocket. Oh, that's pretty funny. For those of you who don't follow crypto, that's, what is it? What is it?
It's a coin called? Porn NFT.
Cum something, cum rocket or whatever. So somebody put it on one of Elon's rockets and photoshopped it on there and sent it to him. Come rocket to the moon. That's some funny shit right there. I don't care who you are. I don't even know what to say, Rex. You said it all. I'm tired of talking about this shit. Bottom line is, it's the Republicans, stupid, and as long as we've created our own problem here. Trump created his own problem here. All right? Rex ain't going to like this. Because he didn't clear out the party when he had the opportunity. Now, you could argue, well, you know, he needed to get the government started, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. But that's one of the biggest, in my opinion, that's one of the biggest reasons that Bannon got fired, was because he said, now that you've won, we've got to go after McConnell, Ryan. And because if you, anybody who's ever followed Bannon over time and heard his crusade a long time ago, it was all about wiping these fuckers out of the Republican Party or we would never have a chance. And you know what? He was right. Because what Trump did, yes, it was amazing. Yes, it was a revolutionary election. He got elected, the outsider. He got in there. He got a lot of stuff done. But the Republicans did this. Right, I don't want to say Republicans in general, but the upper echelon, you know, what do they call them? The club Republicans, the golf club, you know, Republicans. They had it out for him and worked with the Democrats to steal the election. Here's the scary part. They're still in power. And Trump and his movement is fighting to get back in the game. I mean, that's really scary. I don't know what the hell, you know. One of the biggest things that I heard a long time ago, and I kind of left an open-ended bookmark on this, was you want people to get out and vote in 2022, then fix the fucking election system. Well, all these states where the election was stolen, where there's a lot of Republicans, we're still, you know, trying to get some shit audited. It's all stuff we heard early on. Bannon and Giuliani and those guys uncovered the information, went out there, busted ass, exposed it, and they got attacked by Republicans. You know, and I don't know where Mike Pence is at. He's probably, you know, in China hiding out somewhere, a piece of shit. You know, I never knew what to think of him. I just kept a real neutral position on that guy. But obviously he has no soul. He has no testicles. And he's a piece of shit. I'd say it to his face. You know, he was part of it. You know, Ryan gave up the House after he destroyed the chance to, you know, get some important legislation done early on. I mean, just it was just one after the other after the other. Now, we did this show through that whole thing, you know, however it played out, and tried to keep an upbeat and positive mindset. But, you know, when you're surrounded by your enemies and they're whispering in your ear and you're listening to them and you don't make the bold moves you made that got you there, then they take you out, you know, and I mean, they kill you or they take you out. And for Democrats and the whole Marxist left, they don't want you dead. They want to publicly humiliate you and then laugh at you and write articles about you, you know, and make it and make the, you know, throw salt on the wound, you know. I don't know. Where's it going to go from here? That was the first, honestly, that's the first speech I've listened to, you know, since the go home speech that day in Washington, D.C.
You only made one other speech at CPAC.
Yeah, well, no, did I listen to that one? I think I listened to that one. There's been some other bits and pieces of things.
And you
listen
to all 100 speeches he's made, 100% of the speeches he's made since January 20th.
Wow. Well, I don't know what people are going to do. I do believe beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you're ever going to beat this, you have to wake up and realize that you cannot overempower a single person, because if they take that person down, you're fucked. And then you're scrambling to reposition your troops. That's exactly where we're at. Now, I think the biggest thing I would imagine in many people's minds is just like with the whole Georgia thing, you know, Trump went in there, did, you know, pump up rallies for those pieces of crap senators. And nobody fixed the election problem that was right in their faces right then. And so people were like, other people, other voices, you know, Bannon Lynn Wood and the rest of them were saying, what good is it to tell people to come out and vote? That system's still in place. And people went out and voted. And I heard a lot of voices back then going, why would I waste my time? And the MAGA numbers were low in that, if I remember correctly. It's been a little while ago. And
let's say they voted and you had a Loeffler and a Perdue in a 52-48 House with a Biden-Harris administration. What's the difference?
I don't know.
Exactly.
What's the difference with any Republican? What's the difference? And then I hear, you know, some of the names of the people that he's backing, and I'm seeing people come out and going, what in the hell is he backing that person for? You know, and I know politics is a tough game. You know, you got to get a majority. You know, you got to get control. Got to control the House. Got to get control of the Senate. Yeah, we get that. And so that means you have so much to work with. You've got to have electability. You've got to have, you know, there's all kinds of factors involved in putting that together. So no matter what, if you take a number of 100 and you have to settle for 20 assholes just to get that 100, you know, so that you get 80 good people in there. Well, then what? Then what's going to happen?
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. The other side wins.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
it's
whole
a tough
bullshit
conversation.
The Republicans have always given us about, we need to elect the most conservative Republican who's electable. Well, that qualifier, who's electable, means not a conservative or they're barely a Republican.
Backed by the Senate committee.
Right, a loser who's basically, you know, going to give you a numerical majority. Well, what's the fucking numerical majority? When Trump won in 2016, and he wasn't supposed to, the Republicans had a numerical majority in the House and the Senate. How much of his agenda got through? None. Zero. Every fucking bill that Paul Ryan sent over to Mitch McConnell was a Republican Paul Ryan bill. It was not MAGA. It was not America First. Not one. Every America First thing that was done by Trump alone from the White House, period, end of story. That's the truth.
Yep, which was wiped out in less than 2 months. What did I predict in that show? I said, you watch, 30, 60 days, they will executive order all the executive orders, gone.
Well, of course.
Poof.
Why wouldn't they?
Open them borders. Call Xi, call Iran, tell them all we're back in business, folks. Time to rape, pillage, and plunder and manage the decline of the United States of America and the rise of the CCP. For those of you who don't understand what that means, that's the Chinese Communist Party.
Actually, if you say that backwards, it'll air. If you say it, if you say Chinese Communist Party, it'll be unavailable when this show is uploaded as an MP3. It'll be taken out.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there you go. And so we're illegally still being censored. You know, I heard something at the I watched the whole Bitcoin convention in Miami this weekend, heard some really interesting conversations of some people. But back in Obama's day, remember the crime of the Obama era, all the, you know, using the IRS to go after his political enemies, all the shit that he did. One other thing he did was they called and put pressure on the banks to shut down anybody who was trying to open a crypto account or start a crypto business illegally. And I actually heard a Republican was at the convention and said that they had to go in and build a law to prevent the government from breaking an existing law and force banks to do that kind of shit. But we've seen it. We've seen it under the Trump era of people getting their accounts shut down. You know, their social media accounts were censored. You know, their businesses were censored. They, you know, their PayPal shit was shut down. That was happening under a Republican presidency. We never had control of this thing. You know, these people that run this country, and it ain't Joe Biden, and it sure isn't Kamala, whatever the hell her name is, Harris. You know, it's the people behind the scenes. And I had this thought the other day as I was listening to this conference, and I was thinking, you know, it's amazing to me. Because I was listening, some of the people were, you know, crypto type people. Other people come from a big financial background that were there, so they can really talk economics and politics and things like that. But I was sitting there going, you know, it's amazing to me. Trump had more record stock markets than anybody in the history of our country, and yet the people who benefited the most, you know, the Wall Street crowd, who benefited the most from a Trump presidency, helped take him down. That hit me. I was like walking out, getting ready to put a tree in the ground, a new peach tree to place the one I had to take out. But I was like, wow, that's how much of a threat the concept of America First is. Because this really, it really boils down to reducing the United States way down, raising up China and other countries around the world, that whole thing we've done 100 shows on of creating these economic political economic zones around the world, of which we are just one of, like the European Union. You're one of that masterclass, that unelected bureaucracy that makes all the rules and all the laws and all the trade deals and tells you you can't grow tulips and you can't sell your wine and your fishing shores are not yours. This country gets some. You know, that whole thing, that whole communist, Nazi, fascist dynamic, that's what they want for the world. We have done 9 years of shows on this yet. 9 years. I told Rex the other day, for those of you who will listen to the show later, I said, yeah, it's real simple. Just go back and start right at the beginning and just upload every show every week. And there it is. There's our show. Because there's nothing else to talk about. We're either going to win this or we're not going to win it. Trump is either going to wake up and understand he has to fight this differently. I don't know if he really understands how traitorous the people are that he was surrounded by. Maybe he does. And he just thinks he can play that game anyway. He ought to hang a couple of them bastards from the yardarm at Mar-a-Lago and get on with it. Get on with the fight that needs to be fought. You know, we're not going to win this with him being Republicanish. That's not going to be what gets people out and knocking on doors and donating and voting and overvoting and winning. Being a Republican, that ain't going to work. Most of us hate Republicanism. We hate what the Republicans have done to this country. It isn't good. You know, we hold up a few heroes from the past and we say that's the Republican Party. Wrong. That's not the Republican Party. The Republican Party has always been, and for a long time, has always been the big corporations and the big businesses, and they are very globalist in nature. You know, that whole free trade bullshit they shoved down our throat for 20 years. No, that's rape America, put you out, your local factory out of work, put people out of jobs, and turn your community into a hellhole. Republicans are fine with that. They tell you something different, but their actions are not what their words say. It's like the Democrats and all this humanity bullshit and equal rights bullshit and all the crap that they've been playing for years. I think most people have kind of figured out that's just some happy horse shit. You know, but when you have the Republicans on the right doing the same damn thing, then the Democrats can keep stealing back that power, and they do something Republicans don't do when they're empowered. They actually push their agenda forward. When Republicans are in power, they fuck it up and get out of power as quick as possible. That is a historical fact for anybody who is questioning the validity of what I'm saying right now. It is a historical fact. Republicans, when they win, cannot fast enough, they cannot get rid of that win and get back into the position of minority. So they go back to crying about, you know, God, country, border security, you know, social issues, blah, 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 because that's what keeps them in power.
Yeah, that's not a bug. That's a feature.
Yeah.
That's not a mistake. What? That's the intention.
Yeah. They have their talking points, and they hide behind that bullshit, just like the Democrats have their talking points, and they hide behind their, you know. Yeah, it's some happy horse shit right now, Rex. And what are we, we're printing how much money?
Does it matter?
I don't know. Not anymore. Obviously. Not anymore.
It doesn't make a difference because you're not. We don't address any of the real problems. See, that's not a bug. That's a feature. The whole point is that as long as Trump and again, I'm not picking on Trump because you know he let us down, or you know He was in on it from the beginning. What Trump did was amazing.
Nah, he wasn't in on it from the beginning.
No.
I may say I don't think he fought his battle right, but I'd never say he was in on it from the beginning.
No,
his agenda was good.
Yeah. Who's to say if he fought it right or wrong, or if he got rid of the right people or not the right people? I mean, who's to say? Because the fact of the matter is, we're looking at it in hindsight. Who the fuck knew at the time, right? I mean, you know, maybe he didn't know. The bottom line is that you can always find the mistakes when you're looking back on a lost battle, but you might not be able to discern if the choice was right or wrong in the moment. And that's the nature of warfare. And when you stop looking at politics as, you know, electioneering and start understanding it as part of a war, an unrestricted hybrid asymmetric war, and not just with the CCP, then things get put in better perspective. Now, the question, and we don't know the answer to this, really. That's the difficulty for most people, is we don't know these things. We want to know, but we don't know, is did Trump lose? Did he falter and fail? Maybe yes, maybe no. But the fact of the matter is, we're here right now. Biden is in the White House. Is he legally commander-in-chief? It doesn't appear to be.
Does it matter?
That's what I'm saying. And it doesn't appear that he is, but we don't know who is. Could it be turned around very quickly? Perhaps, but we don't know. So that's where it gets difficult. But as long as we're having the conversation within the matrix of the dialectic, and everybody knows it's bullshit, but we're all pretending it's real, nothing is going to change. You've got to pierce the dialectic and start speaking truthfully. And that's difficult to do because there are many people who refuse to come out of that false dialectic because the desert of the real is far too scary. The comfort of a synthetic state.
And you're a battery, baby.
Appealing. Yeah, it's far too appealing. You have to focus your energies behind enemy lines with limited capacity and chance for success and capitalize on the things that Trump did, in fact, deliver. Donald J. Trump. Without Donald J. Trump, you wouldn't know who Michael Lindell is other than a pillow guy. There would be no Marjorie Taylor Greene. There would be no Governor DeSantis. There would be no audit going on in Arizona. Colonel Mastrantonio won't be about to have one in Pennsylvania. And the Republicans wouldn't have to still be pretending to talk MAGA because they would have discredited it as a treasonous movement of a failed president and gone back to business as usual. That didn't happen. So the Republicans have recalibrated because they couldn't get rid of Trump and MAGA, so now they're trying to Tea Party MAGA by appropriating the language without any of the intention. But they've also got a lot more problems. That, you know, they had a few, quote, Tea Party candidates that were an issue and a few sleepers that weren't an issue that pretended to be Tea Party. But they've got a lot more real MAGA candidates to deal with, and it's a problem for them. And they're getting people showing up at these precincts, and it's a problem for them. And the Democrats are scared shitless because they're not governing as if they won. They're not governing as if they have the White House. The globalists are shitting bricks. Klaus Schwab, his Great Reset, isn't working out as well as he wanted. They are on their heels. They have to convince you that you can't win, or they have to direct your energy towards victories on things that don't matter. It doesn't fucking matter if you're raising money or door knocking for a Republican candidate who happens to be MAGA if the election system is screwed. And it is. And the bill they passed in Georgia, the one that got, you know, the All-Star game out of Georgia and all this stuff, those are not fixing the problem. They are tinkering around the edges of the problem so that maybe Stacey Wicked Thumbs Abrams can't get as many mail-in drop boxes as she wants. but they will still steal the election. So it'll go the way the establishment wants. And when I say establishment, that's Republicans and Democrats at the upper levels, and it's beyond that. So you got to focus up. If the election system isn't fixed, then nothing else counts for anything. I posted something on John's Facebook page that actually I think is worth mentioning here. It was about in an alleged federal democratic republic, if the election system is not secure and fair, the governments have no legitimacy. All of your governments right now, county, state, federal, have no legitimacy. Without legitimate authority, right, everything devolves to nothing more than power. Everything is subordinated to that. So that's why right now you should be far more concerned about the DOJ and the FBI than you are about the Republicans in Congress. So maybe they'll slow down Nancy Pelosi's agenda. Fuck off. Give me a fucking break. That doesn't even mean anything, right? The reason that the Second Amendment is in the Constitution is because it says that for the for a free state, it says free state in the clause, it means a Republican government, small R Republican government, there has to be a well-organized militia. They don't talk about voting. They don't talk about one man, one vote. That's what makes a democracy. Well, so what? So you have a fucking democracy. Oh, we have law and order. Okay, so you have law and order. Guess what? The Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, they had democratic voting. They had law and order. The People's Republic of China, they got voting. They've got law and order. They don't have liberty. So voting is fucking fuck all bullshit. Voting is about selecting the idiots that are going to push the buttons within the system. If the system is rigged, voting within a rigged system doesn't mean anything. You got to change the system. And you got to put things in perspective and let go of the fantasy, right? Because democracy is the fantasy that induces a false belief that people get to choose the assholes who lord power over us. In a republic like ours, the double lie is that a magic piece of 18th century parchment restricts the assholes whom we pretend to elect to power. You neither elect these pricks, nor is their power limited. So grow the fuck up. That's the reality. That's the reality. And it's because your culture is shit. If your culture wasn't shit, you would be able to fix these systems from the ground up. But your culture is shit. Your men are weak, if they're still men, if they haven't chopped off their dicks. And by the way, if they haven't chopped off their dicks, their testosterone level, sperm count, is being chemically castrated for generations. And now we got these vaccines that are going to render the next generation
frogs are gay.
The frogs are gay. Actually, go to band.video. Alex has a whole new segment on the gay frogs. It's actually pretty funny and spot on. This is another thing I put up. When Reagan left, I didn't miss him because the loser running his White House was in the Oval. When Bush left, I didn't miss him because Clinton was his son. They actually call him Bubba Bush. When Clinton left, I didn't miss him because W. Vagina Bush, was his brother. When W. left, I didn't miss him because Obama was an even better neocon than Bush. When Obama left, I didn't miss him because we had an America First president finally. Unfortunately, he didn't control the government either. But when President Trump was ousted and censored, I did miss him because Xi's meat puppet is mumbling as the deep state delivers the carnage President Trump discussed in his first inaugural. Now, do you need to bring President Trump back? Yes, you do. Now, is it going to be President Trump, President DeSantis, Trump DeSantis? I don't really care. You need an America First presidency. But you can't get an America First presidency if you don't fix the election systems, and you've got to take the Congress as well with MAGA people. It's MAGA people I don't care if those MAGA people are Democrats or Republicans. If Joe Manchin is going to stop being a pussy and step up and be MAGA, I don't give a shit if he stays as a Democrat. As long as he's MAGA, as long as he puts America first. Quit thinking about fucking parties and start looking for patriots, because that's your only shot. Now, you just told us voting doesn't matter, and you're telling us to like these people. Well, you have a government, and voting is how you plan to manage it. And there is a permanent administrative state that fucking runs amok and screws up with your life, and under that there is a deep state, and above that there is the cryptocratic global order. And you've got to fight all of that. Now, what are you going to do? Just stand there and fucking bleed? Or are you going to fight? Have to fight. You have to fight smart. You have to fight the right way. But you can't stop fighting, and you can't win a fight if you don't fucking know what the fight is about. If your presuppositions, like Rona Romney McDaniels, that fucking loser whore, is fucking talking about, our Republican Party big tent is both for LGBT blah, 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 blah people and for deep people with deeply held religious beliefs. The fuck does that mean? You fucking feckless cunt. The fact that Trump keeps pushing her, I don't know if there's something else going on. I don't care. I'm calling him out for pushing Rona Romney, that fat cunt, as the fucking head of the RNC. You need to wipe out the RNC. Put someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene in there. Put somebody with balls, not this fucking feckless fag hag, because that's what she is, right? Why is that? Oh, you know, look, let's be clear about something. Nobody cares if you want to bone another guy in the ass in the privacy of your own bedroom or bang boxes with your favorite purple-haired, patchouli oil-smelling vegetarian pottery lesbian. Nobody gives a fuck. That's your business. Now, I'm not saying I don't give a fuck as in whether it's right or wrong. I'm saying I don't give a fuck as in that's your business. But when you're parading it in the street and forcing it down innocent children's throats in the schools, we have a fucking problem. There is no LGBTQ agenda that is good. It is all bad. Does that mean that we can't have faggots and dykes in the Republican Party? No, I don't care. I don't give a shit. Do you really care if the guy that picks up your garbage is a fucking Hershey Highway pirate? Do you fucking care if the woman at the pool is a lifeguard who happens to like to munch rugs? I don't give a fuck. Can she swim? Will she save my life? Can he pick up the trash and take it off my property? That's what matters. Right? That's what matters. But they don't get to fucking tell 10-year-old children, oh, yeah, you can chop off your winky and be all you want to be. That's where the problem is. Separate the person from the action. The agenda is evil. There is no room for an LGBTQ agenda in any political party. And certainly not one that also says, and we also have people with deeply held religious beliefs. Well, what deeply held religious beliefs? Which religion? Does that matter? Yeah, it sure as shit does. Because a lot of these even so-called Christian religions are not only completely tolerant, but actually embrace butt-fucking. So what does that tell you? Right? It's really simple. There's no room for right belief and wrong belief in the same space at the same time. It doesn't work. Some things are right. Some things are wrong. Oh, Rex, from a libertarian perspective, that's what private property is about. That doesn't really solve the fucking problem either, you butt-fucking pot smokers. What fucking matters is right belief according to the person who made everything and through whom everything was made. And Christ is pretty clear about butt-fucking. He's very clear about it. He wiped out two cities in Israel because of that. He flooded the whole fucking planet once. So clearly it's not right. It wasn't right then. It's not right now. The only reason these elites, most of them probably are, you know, sodomites, but besides that, the only reason that they're pushing the agenda is because it is psychologically devastating to a society and a culture, and it wipes out future generations and causes massive spiritual decimation. That's why they're pushing the agenda. It isn't about the rights of faggots. They have all the rights that they need. Do you give a shit if the guy in the next cubicle or who works in the if the mason on a site happens to be a faggot? You don't care. Can he lay brick? I don't care where he lays pipe. As long as he can fucking lay brick, I'm going to hire the guy. He has a job. He has the dignity of a human person. He has a predilection for something wrong. And before you get all judgy-judgy for your predilections, maybe they're accepted predilections, and therefore you don't notice that you have them. Maybe they're not even sexual in nature. Maybe it's something else. Maybe you like to gossip. That's also an evil. So until you get your culture fixed, all this stuff isn't going to work. But you can't create a synthesis of right belief and error. You cannot create a synthesis of a political ideology that's based on truth and bullshit. It's one or the other, period. And the Republicans are nothing more than feckless fucking Democrats furthering the agenda of the New World Order. And like Trog just told you, you're going to be subsumed into an economic bloc of the three North American countries, Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And when you do that, we're all going to become cum rockets. Back to you.
No, I just had, I was laughing. Yeah. Gee, tell us what you really think.
I think you're all fucking worthless and weak, and I have to fucking live here with the rest of you, so fuck all of yous.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a plan, and it's been implemented aggressively. I mean, for a lot longer than I'm going to say a date, but it's been since the 60s revolution. You said something really important. Two of these opposing ideas cannot live in the same space. That's exactly why they make these things high-value items for the community. Because it can't live in the same space. They are pushing their agenda forward. And what is their agenda? Well, they want to depopulate the earth. So, okay, chemicals in our food, in our water, frogs are gay, sperm count is going down. You know, the next two generations are very effeminate. You know, people aren't getting married. They're not having babies. That's part of the agenda, folks. Now you say, oh, you conspiracy theorists. Yeah. And so when you screw up relationships, when you convince people that they don't know what sex they are, and you know, you go down this whole road, you know, you make insanity the name of the game of the day. You legalize it. You promote it. You shove it down people's throats. You challenge people to challenge it. Then you sue the hell out of them. Make them lose their job, lose their company, deplatform them, debank them. It's a plan, and it works. It works over and over and over again, and it's been working for decades, and they just keep getting more bold with it, more bold with it, more bold with it. You said something really interesting. You said the Democrats are not, they're not governing. No, they're destroying. Because they don't want to govern the United States. They want to remake the United States. They want to tear it down and fold it into that plan that Rex just outlined. All these economic blocks, these political economic blocks of the world. Well, you have to take the greatest nation in the world and destroy it. You destroy it economically. You destroy it politically. You destroy it socially. You destroy it education-wise. You just tear it down. And the secondary effect of that is all the countries that we have spread democracy into since the Cold War. Because they're all
like
impacted by
disease.
Yeah, they have the same education system, the same banking systems, the same social media systems, the same basic, you know, fundamental American system. And so they're suffering and collapsing with us. I mean, like I said, we've talked about this stuff for 9 years. You know, we outlined where we came from, you know, all the way back to the founding of the country and, you know, all of it. We've covered all of it. The rise of not Hitler. We've covered, you know, the Soviet Union, China, you know, all these different dynamics. And so here we are. You've arrived. You're in hell. Now the question is, and in my mind, the question is, why do I have to keep talking about it? Because it is what it is. And until I see what the plan is to take it back, I don't know what the hell to talk about. You know, I just hear reflections of things we've talked about before over and over again on many shows. So it's kind of like, okay, so what at the end of the day? Because there has to be a plan to win. And the key thing that you said in the politics of this game is if you don't fix the voting system, they will just steal it again. So what we have is the same Republican assholes that helped the Democrats steal the national election still in power in these states where people are trying to get this audited and go through the legal system. Well, we've learned just how corrupt the legal system is right up to the Supreme Court that Trump pretty much built. All them Federalist recommended people that he put in power, all that song and dance over those bastards. You know, all that crap we went through. Remember all that fanfare as all of Trump's pick, you know, went through hell and riots to the streets and all the media and digging up, you know, he's a rapist and she's a this and a that and all that fanfare that makes you think, that's the right person. Wow, look at the way the left is freaking out and attacking. And at the end of the day, they get nominated and then they turn around and fuck us. That was really cool. That was really, really cool. That was like, wow. You know, I've said before, and you can think of it any way you want to think of it, but I've said it has to be burned to the ground. I don't mean that like burn the fucking country down, but it has to be, it's a cancer, and it has to be taken down and rebuilt properly this time. And do we have it in us to do that? Does Trump have it in him to do it? Will the Republicans that we helped put in power in 2022, right around the corner, are they going to do it? Are they going to be like the Tea Party of the past where you busted your ass, you got them in power? And I think historically from that huge wave of all those seats that you know, the whole Palin Tea Party movement delivered, there was like five of them that ended up being real, true American First Tea Partiers at the end of it. Hundreds of people elected, all raising their hand. I'm a Tea Partier. I'm an American First. I believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and I'll fight for you right up until they get elected. So hopefully there's a better batch. That's yet to be revealed. And hopefully that they get the election laws fixed enough to have a semi-fair election. Because I don't think the Republicans want it. You got to remember, a lot of Republican states put these fucking voting machines in their states too. And if they didn't put in one model, they put in another model, i.e. Texas.
Whatever.
Why?
Abbott, give me a break.
What?
Trump just endorsed that fucker, governor.
Yeah.
And he endorsed Marco Rubio. See, the problem is, again, see, we're focused on passivity.
He endorsed Rubio? Yeah, I was. Remember I made a comment under that thing you posted. I said, where's Rubio's name in this list? Yeah, Rubio is a piece of shit. Well, Rubio was going to retire in the Senate. We had some new people running for the Senate in Florida. And some new, fresh, young blood, and then after Trump crushed the shit out of Rubio, he turned around and endorsed him, and then Rubio went back to the Senate. So I don't know.
Remember,
Rubio's
one of those Tea Party candidates. Remember?
Oh,
Rubio,
he's a real bumble bath Tea Party boy.
Right, because he was more conservative than Charlie Crist or whatever the fuck, right? You know, my left shoe is more conservative than Charlie Crist. That doesn't mean anything. But Rubio's a homosexual, so he's an owned entity. So that's why they like him. You have to remember something, that We got to stop talking about the Republican Party as if it's something fucking good. I'm getting sick of this fucking nonsense with all of these right-wing MAGA people talking about the Republican Party as if it's something good. It's not. It's fucking worthless. Okay? Understand that. Quit trying to create a hagiography of past Republican victories and how great it once was. It wasn't. Get over yourselves. The Republican Party is a private club that is one wing of the two wings of the national electoral system.
Hold around me.
So fucking take it from them. Take it from them. That's what you do. You take it from them. You quit fucking playing footsies with it, and you fucking take it. And quit talking in passivity terms. I don't know what the plan is. I can't see what the plan is. Make your own fucking plan. There's women who have young children who are right now more gutsy, have more plans, are better organized, and are pushing at every school board meeting and taking over school boards all over.
Maybe that's where all the testosterone went, Rex, that left the men, went over to the women.
Unfortunately, that also makes women infertile because they're supposed to have more estrogen than testosterone. But the point is that you got to make your own fucking plan, right? And you've got to break through the nonsense and quit talking about passivity and bullshit. Here's the facts. This country is not split 50-50. And the Republicans and conservative media, and I'm talking about the, quote, you know, more right than Fox conservative media, Newsmax, OAN, fucking Bannon, they all talk in terms of 50-50 split. It's not a 50-50 split. The left is a minority. Period. And more people are aware of how corrupt the system is now than ever. More people are aware of how dangerous globalism now than ever. It is fear that induces cuckery and passivity, and that is how Klaus Schwab's Nazi International Great Reset will be foisted upon you. Sack the fuck up. Quit thinking about electoral politics for 2022 and start demanding shit. Are you promoting the audits? Are you promoting Mike Lindell's lawsuits? Are you telling people about it? Are you showing people the facts? Are you telling them what the stakes are? The stakes are not what color the victor of the next election are going to be. It's not blue versus red team. It's not about the next fucking election unless you fix the way the votes are counted. And all of these problems that we point out as objective problems are not problems of the system. They are features of the system. You talked about those Supreme Court justices, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Coney Barrett fucking us. Well, they didn't fuck us. They set precedent, and they didn't want to go out of their lane. They didn't lead. They didn't adjudicate. They're typical lawyers who went to typical law schools where they are taught about law and order and precedent. And then you got Trump with his fucking bullshit of, you know, we love our troops. We love our police. Well, why the fuck do we love our troops and our police? Do I like the military as a concept? Do I like policing as a concept? Yes. Do I like our military and police? Fuck no. What is our military? It is an arm of the globalists. It is the enforcement arm of the globalist agenda. Do I like our police? Well, the top cops are in the FBI. Are you fucking kidding? Are you fucking kidding? You like the FBI? Oh, no, I'm talking about local police. Really? Local police that are arresting mothers and pastors for COVID violations? You like that shit? You fucking people are so cucked. All you do is further the globalist agenda while bitching about the, quote, left. You talk, tend, but what you really want is your cheap Chinese shit, your fucking filth on television, and a fat 401k. And beyond that, you don't think much else. Oh, no, Rex, we're good Christian people. We go to a really good conservative church. Your churches are not conservative.
Doubt it.
What are they conserving, you fucking pansies? What are they concerned? Most of your churches didn't exist until 30 years ago, at best 500 years ago, and there's nothing about them that's conservative. A church, to be conservative, has to be conserving the doctrine of its founder. The founder of the church is Jesus, the Christ of God. He laid out his doctrine 2,000 years ago, and none of your fucking pansy-ass churches preach it or even have their liturgy focused on it, if you have a liturgy anymore. So don't give me this fucking nonsense that we're good Christian people and we just want our good lives with our nice suburban picket fences, and then we'll just go back to left-right politics where we're really squabbling about, you know, marginal tax rates. Those fucking days are over, people. You're about to see mass
The Marxist
death.
Revolution is here. Yeah.
It was here before you were born. You're about to see mass genocide. And we're sitting here dicking around with this stuff? You got to grow the fuck up, people. There's a lot more important things that you should be focused on than the nonsense that the right wing keeps telling you to focus on. And I'm including Steve Bannon in that. Pansy-ass fuck. Still watch the show. It's the only place you get any information.
So when do you think they'll release the next virus?
I think they've
right
already released.
After the Republicans win?
It's already released. Virus is the vaccine.
Yeah.
It's already released. It's got a delayed trigger. Fucking already released.
Yeah, because it makes you susceptible to another virus.
Although it does that too.
It has a two-stage killer. One is it's fucked up your DNA, and two is it makes you more susceptible to the next virus. I'm talking about the next virus, not the DNA changing component. I'm talking about the next virus. When are they going to release that?
The vaccines are the next virus. The lockdowns and the masking that they're going to try to impose on us and the booster shots this fall are going to be because people are going to get sick from regular diseases and encephalitis of the brain, and they're going to tell you that that's the new virus. There is no new virus. The vaccine is the new virus. It's just got a delayed trigger. The question is, are you going to lock down in your house, blow it up on fucking toilet paper, and put a diaper on your face, or are you going to stand up and say, fuck you?
Well, people have already shown what they're willing to do, and that is submit. There you go. Except for a couple states. Florida's a trip. Watching that convention, 50,000 people. Some of the speakers going, wow, this is really weird, man. I come from a state where they're still on lockdowns and everybody wears a mask to walk in here and everybody's free, breathing clean air. Like, whoa, this is really weird. Maybe I'll stay here. Yeah. So what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about storming the bitches, and what I'm saying is that, unfortunately, you are the bitches. As long as you're bitchy, as long as you're weak-willed, as long as you're willing to put up with this stuff, as long as you're not talking in facts and reality and truth, this is not going to change. It's going to get worse, and you might not be here for
long.
Yeah, so what people need to do is focus up.
I've said it many, many, many shows. It's going to get worse before it gets better. People go, oh,
it's
going to
get better. If you told me right now, is it going to get better, I'm going to tell you there's no fucking way it's getting you better because Americans are completely cucked. Now, are we more aware than ever? Yes. Is the opportunity for it to get better than ever? Yes. But we're not pushing hard enough. We're not pushing hard enough. Now, you can accuse us of doing the same thing because we've barely done 10 shows this year, and it's fucking D-Day.
Whatever. Play this one next week. It'll be the same conversation.
we're gonna have the finishing of the Arizona audit this month. We've got Mike Lindell's lawsuit against Dominion and his Supreme Court case that he says is absolutely 9-0. Trump himself said that we're gonna take the Senate, the House, and the White House sooner than you think. Mike Lindell says he's gonna be there by August, so Is that fantasy bullshit? I don't know. Is it real? It very well could
be. That's 2 months, so we can do a show in 2 months.
Well, I mean, the point is that if you're going to let people drift, they're not going to capitalize on these victories. Look, I don't care if Mike Lindell's case in front of the Supreme Court somehow triggers an event that puts Trump back in the White House. Trump back in the White House doesn't fix your fucking problem. Because all it'll be is the same as it was 6 months ago.
Yeah, the
and
same.
You've got all these
people
that have sucked onto this fucking biologic disaster because of him. Because of him that are going to start dropping dead. So I don't see how getting Trump back in August is going to fix your fucking problem. It might be better than having Xi's meat puppet in the White House when the shit hits the fan. But slightly better shit isn't good. It's just less bad shit.
You're a rosy fucker.
No, I'm not. And you said you were going to be negative.
I'm
just calling it like it is.
You took it over, so I'm just like, okay, cool.
You said, why'd you rope me back into this and don't expect me to be positive? I'm going to be full negative. I'm like, well, I don't see how else it could be. Although I got to say, I'm actually pretty positive.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, because you don't give a fuck. There you go.
Well, I don't give a fuck in the sense that I'm going to tell you what the truth is. What you do with it, that's on you. That's not on me. I just have to fucking live here.
Well, one of the things that I said a long time ago after this whole debacle occurred and they stole the election was be careful who you listen to because you're going to follow people who have become heroes on the right with big voices and big audiences, and all they're going to do is corral you and get you talking and thinking about the 2020 election. That's, and I said that's exactly what's going to happen. It's exactly what happened, and I barely have been paying attention to any of this shit. When I pop up and I look around and I look at what the voices are saying and the articles, it's exactly what their plan was, because it's exactly what they did after they destroyed the Tea Party and Obama and his crew came in. You know, and then the Tea Party won back, and then the Democrats fought back, and blah, 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 blah. You know, it was the exact same dynamics, and the Republicans did the exact same thing. So whether you're following, you know, whatever, the big voices, I'm not going to name anybody for you to figure out on your own, but the big voices who have big following are all spouting the typical Republican, you know, mantra. And that's the problem with this conversation. I said, if you don't keep the election fraud alive and you don't keep people getting in there, winning at a local level and getting your positions in those things, and if you don't keep addressing the election fraud, what was the other thing? And fixing the problem, then it's all a ridiculous Republican conversation. And that's exactly what their plan was bam, you got hit hard, and then they're coming up and going, but here's the solution. We got to work harder, vote harder in 2022. And even though part of that is true, their agenda is bullshit because they don't want to talk about fraud. They don't want to talk about what needs to be fixed. You see what I'm saying? That's the problem is there's truth in part in what they're saying, but their agenda is bullshit. And you say, well, who's their agenda? People who control the Republican Party. Ron McDaniel, Romney, and the rest of them that are still in power that helped oust the guy you voted for. They're still in power. And so, you know, I say this every once in a while when I come out of the group and we're chatting, I'm going like, okay, what are we doing here? What is Trump going to do? You know, and that
it's not up to him. He can't get rid of Kevin McCarthy and Ronan McDaniel. He can put pressure, but he's not the one that puts them in power. It's pretty straightforward. Look what just happened in Georgia. The fucking Republican establishment there, which we know are a bunch of Chinese criminals, right, just got their ass handed to them by the grassroots in convention. Right? Now you've got, what's-her-face, Moss and Ruby, whatever the fuck, are being subpoenaed over the election Now, who's that scaring the crap out of? Kemp and Ratzenberger. That's who that's scaring. You know, Stacey Abrams is going to be shielded. She's going to throw the two Republicans in office under the bus. She's not in office. She has no official power. So, you take over the party by taking over the party. You want to get rid of Kevin McCarthy and Ronald McDaniel, take over the party that feeds into the RNC and the House. That's what you have to do. That's not Trump's job. That's your job. You've got to be MAGA. You've got to be America First. You can't put everything on Trump. We've told you that since the beginning, people.
There you go.
That's what it takes, Trog.
That's what you got to do. Got to take over the party at the local level. The subpoena, is that going to be in front of the same judges that throughout all the cases against the corruption that happened in the election? Just curious about that.
I mean, I have no idea who subpoenaed them for what purpose. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is that you need – look, there is something
called – to go to the courts, too, sounds like. To go to the party,
yeah, but
to hang some judges, have
social
trials.
Right? There's a social current. And the social current has been Marxist drift, right? And so that's how a judge is able to make a bad decision and get away with it in darkness. It is how they're able to do the things that they do that people go, oh, we shouldn't be doing that, and then nothing happens. And until people are tried, found guilty, and punished, and you know what I mean by punished, that's not going to change. But there is a social current, and your job is to be part of the social current that is pushing this transparency. Look, the Arizona audit is the model. Because it's transparent, you can see everything all the time. It's completely disclosed. The facts are the facts.
Yeah, I can see them burning ballots, too. We can see them burning ballots, too. Very, very transparent. Look, a fire. Yeah, they're burning the illegal ballots, so you won't be able to audit those.
Remember, Biden allegedly won Arizona by less than 10,000 votes. 300,000-400,000 that have already been found to be nonsense. So, you have to make it so visible and the facts are irrefutable that it isn't up to a court to say, well, there's no standing or I don't see this. That's the game they played last time because we were caught with our pants down.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So, Arizona, we shall keep an eye on you.
I think you've got Georgia now. Pennsylvania's coming up next. Michigan's going. Wisconsin. I mean, look, Bannon wasn't wrong when he said when one falls, they all fall. But it isn't discussed in the, quote, national media. It's your job to make people aware of it because the social current
Even though you're censored on the social media platforms talking about it, it's your job to make sure people know about it. I get that.
There's always
go,
a way.
Get some pigeons.
No,
there's always a way. You have to be smart
about it. You got to be smart. There's always a way. Look at Alex Jones. He's got band.video. That URL can't be shared on any of the major media platforms. So he comes up with an alternate one, right? And then they catch on to that and they shut it down. So he comes up with another one. Right now, you can actually share free TV or whatever his current workaround is on the regular social media. By next week, that'll change. So, again, you have to stop thinking like, quote, social media.
But he's a crazy conspiracy theorist, so us on the right shouldn't be listening to him.
Right, because Rachel Maddow, Sean Hannity, Tucker Swanson, and Don Lemon are not conspiracy theorists.
No, they're accepted. They're accepted part of the system.
Their ratings don't say that anymore. The only property Fox has, Tucker Swanson. If it wasn't for Tucker Swanson, Fox would be dead. What does that tell you?
We need to send Tucker to Argentina. We need blockchain social media. Blockchain video systems, non-censorable, non-centralized.
Come
people working on it. they're not building anything.
Are you sure? No, look, let's be clear about something. When it comes to information technology, pornographers and the gamblers are always ahead of everybody else. Then come the Wall Street traders. So, you know, Titscoin and Cumrocket are the cutting edge of NFT, and they'll probably do better than anybody else for a while. That's a fact.
It's in that wild.
Shows you
what a country. What a country we've become. Cool. Wear your mask, swab your ass, and vote harder next time. There you go. Oh, wait.
We've been doing this for 90 minutes. You want to get rid of it? You want to kill it? Put it away?
Yeah, I'm fucking done. I'm done. Close it out. Close it out. Well, I think it boils back down to what, coming full circle back to what we've talked about on the handful of shows that we have done, is that the real thing that you have your hands on that you can do besides communicate the best you can in a sensitive world is take over the local party. You know, they fear that more than anything else. And I've said it before, you know, and Rex said I shouldn't be surprised, but when half thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of seats were unfilled in the Republican Party at the local level, I was actually, that shocked me, because that means we put all of our focus on one man and they took him out. And so is he down and out? I don't think so. But, you know, I hope he quits talking about vaccines and backing shitty Republicans. But whatever, we'll see what his play is. But, you know, not much else you could do in the political system besides that. And obviously in states where the obvious crime was at, you know, if I lived in Arizona, I would be very involved at a local level to make sure this stuff stays, you know, continue to move forward, or Georgia, Pennsylvania, or the other states that were absolutely shown to be corrupt. I mean, I guarantee you Trump won more blue states than the handful of states that he lost by fraud. He won more than that, just like in 2016. We said it back then. They stole 5 to 6 states from him. You know, and that was proven with the whole fractional voting system. And we knew it back then, but he won and we got him in. And that was a win for a little while. So they just built the system out bigger and created a bigger crime and more fraud, and doubled down with the help of Zuckerberg illegally funding elections with his rules at play. I mean, it's pretty mind-boggling. It was a crime of the century. Actually, I don't remember who it was, but I actually ran across something the other day, was listening to something, and they said this was the biggest crime of the century. Next to invading countries on bullshit and killing millions of people, that's a pretty big crime, too. So, yeah, I agree. You know, we definitely need, now I don't know, how's Lindahl's platform doing? Is it growing? I've been paying attention. Rex?
What, Frank's speech?
What did you pick? Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he's fully launched it yet. It's still just basically a stream of his stuff, as far as I know. I get a text every once in a while. But
he should blockchain it.
Well, I mean, you know, that might be where things go next. But, I mean, look, there's plenty of platforms if you want to communicate with people. I mean, look, I've got suspended on Facebook again. Rex is no longer on. I mean, it's only a 30-day suspension. But that's 10 out of the last 12 months I've been suspended. But
cool.
I'm on Gab, and the banner on my Facebook page is green, and in white writing it says follow at Rex_ Christie on Gab, because Facebook will remove me permanently soon. Now, are the people who follow me on Facebook smart enough to figure that out? I don't know, man. My opinion of the efficacy of the average human being was low 9 years ago when I started this show. It has only gotten worse.
That's a hopeful statement.
It's the truth. Republican. I don't have to play rosy, happy talk. I speak the truth as best as I can. You don't like it?
Vote
guess
Republican.
What? You're a pussy.
They'll fix it. Vote Republican. Make sure McCarthy is speaking. No, I asked you a question. Make sure McCarthy speak in the House, and make sure that McConnell is Speaker of the Senate, and you know, leader of the Senate, and they'll fix it this time. Yeah, you noticed that very little of what this conversation was today was about Democrats. Have you noticed that, people? The same thing for 9 years. People used to kind of like, what the hell? They're always beating up on Republicans. Why? Because that's your enemy. Democrats are it's easy for them to push their agenda when 25% or more of the power set, maybe more, 50%, who knows, pick a number, of the power system inside the Republican Party has the same agenda as the Democrats. There's your focus, folks. There's where you need to be. When you ever get a Republican politician knocking on your door saying, I want to, you know, blah, 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 I'm running for this or that or the other, are you setting them down and grilling the shit out of them? You know? Because all of these things matter. We've given up local elections years ago, which was a mistake because Democrats have been fighting like hell in the local area for quite a while because their goal was to take over power again. Now, they didn't have a wave of success. They only ousted Trump, if you guys noticed that, because in all the states that they stole the election from Trump, right, Republicans still won. They just wanted Trump gone. They wanted your icon, your leader, your statue, your image gone, just like they destroyed Palin and anybody else who ever rose up with a heart of America. It's always, have you ever noticed that? Yeah, you ever noticed that? It's always been the person who had the voice that was, I would say, you know, America First, defined by Trump, was definitely much more refined in its message. But Tea Party, whatever the case may be, they destroyed those people. You know, people, the left loved, they laughed, and Palin was a failure. She had to leave the governorship. Hey, I lived in Alaska half my life. I know exactly what happened up there. They launched lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. All the media went up there, and they just bombarded it. And it got to a point where the government, because it didn't have structural laws in place to protect from these frivolous lawsuits, the liberal lawfare went up there and just pounded the government into a standstill. And she looked around and said, I've got to release the state I love from this problem because they want me gone. She surrendered. You could say, you know, she surrendered. Republicans are good at that too. But, you know, that's what the problem was. And so they will destroy you. And then if you pop your head up, they'll hit you again and again and again. They don't want you dead because they want to use you as an example. That's their power. That's their system of power.
Humiliation, ritual defamation. That's their goal.
They are evil assholes. The problem is we don't fight them properly. That's always been my contention in this conversation for 9 years. We don't fight them properly. You know, the Republicans say, "Oh, you got to be upstanding and good will win out over bad," and you know, and you got to be, you know, you don't want to go to their level, and then they convince you that, you know, that if you're polite and accepting and tolerant, then they won't destroy your life. No, that's not true. They will destroy your life anyway. You've got to change the way you think. You got to change the way you fight. And you got to be, I'm serious. I personally, you know, I don't have any Republicans knocking on my door, but, you know, you got to be in these guys' face when they want your vote. You know, it's the same thing. It's just like this. Say, well, you know, Trump, this isn't up to Trump. Well, Trump is endorsing people. You know, he is putting people on the platform and saying, vote for this person, back this person, do this, do that. That has an impact, you know? And the question is who in the hell is this person? You know, seriously, who are they? What have they done? What do they stand for? What happens when the heat gets turned on? Did you make a mess in the kitchen?
No. Daddy did.
Daddy did? Sorry. Wants me to look at a mess in the kitchen. So
it sounded like he blamed his daddy, so that's he could be
Yeah. Smart. Getting smarter. Yeah. Gotta watch him. So there's the crux of the situation. And for me, it's just, you know, whatever. People can go, you've given up, or you're kind of in a stalemate. I am kind of in a stalemate because, one, I'm watching the masses. I'm watching the manipulators. I'm watching what Trump is doing. I'm watching what the Republicans are doing lightly, definitely not like I used to because, you know, I'm in a kind of a semi-holding pattern because I know what it's going to take to win, and then I know what it's going to take to win this country back. And that comes back to something that Rex has said so eloquently, and that is that we will never solve the problem politically. This is a cultural problem. They have destroyed generations of people. You know, you posted that meme or that picture the other day, and I might have got the date wrong, but back in the owner's manual of a 1960 Chevrolet, it told you how to adjust the valves on the engine. Now it tells you not to drink the acid in the battery in today's world. That's how stupid people have become. You know, they got to give you warnings not to do stupid shit that would be obvious to anybody that was raised right and can think for themselves and actually do things in their life. We have become that dependent. The stupider the society becomes, the more dependent they are on authority. They want a dumbed down to society. My mom, and I've said this before, my mom, my grandma, my dad, they were all educators. Good ones. You know, like my dad got like teacher of the year and that kind of stuff. And my grandmother, did I say grandmother? She was a teacher. And my mom said back in the 70s, I remember this distinctly, she looked at me and said, they are dumbing people down on purpose and I'm not going to be a part of this anymore. And she left teaching. That was back, I don't know, early 70s. She said, I'm not going to do this. They're doing this on purpose. The original conspiracy theorist in my family, my mom, God rest her soul. So she instilled a lot of crazy shit into me, but God, she was right about a lot of stuff. She was so right about a lot of stuff. You know, migration, mass migration, she covered it all. She wrote like term papers on this stuff. You know, what they were doing and what was coming to this country years and decades ago. And other people, you know, who are more publicly renowned have been telling us for years, this is what's coming. But I had it on a personal level. And I've watched it unfold, spoke out against it my whole damn life. And my only, my frustration, I'll say it again, my frustration isn't the left. They do what they say they're going to do. Their agenda and their plan is always in motion. They never slowed down under Trump. They just fought. They acted like they were in power when they were the minority. They barely have the House. They barely have the Senate, barely. And they act like they have a supermajority in both. That is, Democrats always act boldly and move their agenda forward. Republicans, when they get their ass kicked, sit back and go, well, in 2 years, they'll take back the House and the Senate, then we can fight. There you go. That's a Republican. That's got to change. And it's got to change really freaking quick. And kudos to Trump for taking probably the blow of his lifetime and getting up and fighting back. Now, he needs people. But he doesn't need followers this time. He needs leaders to rise up. Community, local, state. You know, you gotta be involved where your talents will allow you to be involved. And no matter what, I mean, from my perspective, I'll close with this. I don't give a shit if they win the House or the Senate with a supermajority. I still do not and never will trust a fucking Republican, ever. I will be dead before Republican Party ever reaches a point dead and gone before they ever reach a point where I would hope they would have been, or even close to what they've claimed in their little paper that they write every year and vote on, you know, what is the platform. Great platform, just like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Great words. But if it's not enforceable and nobody's going to follow it, what the fuck does it mean? That's the problem. We put these icons in our life. And then we hold to them, and they hold us to them. And then they screw us over and over and over again. And then we get back and we get up and go, please, sir, may I have another? Whack. Please, sir, may I have another? Whack. That's what we got to change in us. And like Rex says, you got to take over the damn party. Period. That's my close.
It's a good close. Yes, you have to take over the Republican Party. There's no doubt about that. You like it or not. Right? That's the fucking apparatus that MAGA is going to use. So get busy. And it's happening. I mean, it's happening all over the place. The establishment is actually scared. What they're not worried about is the fact that millions of people are going to start dropping dead in 3 months, and they're going to lock you down again. Are you going to put up with it? I don't know. Depends on what you've got going on in your heart. But look, Trump has rallies coming up. Hopefully those will be different than last night's lackluster convention speech. Because you mentioned the icon. He is the icon. He is the symbol of the movement. But the movement, America First, has to go beyond Trump. We have to be bigger than Trump. And that starts from the ground up. Every soldier in the Army is important. Only 10% engage in combat. But the 10% that engage in combat cannot engage in combat if the other 9 don't do their fucking jobs, even if their job is fucking driving the water truck. Or whatever. Sometimes you just might be the file clerk. It's all important. And you need to figure out what it is that you can do. You might not be Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz. Right? So you're not going to be giving fiery speeches on the floor of the House and going on Bannon's War Room and telling everybody what you just said. That's fine. But maybe you could be on a school board to make sure that they're not shoving faggotry down your kids' throats. And look, let's be clear about something. I just want to put this in perspective because so many of you can't grasp the nuance. I love homosexual people. I love lesbian women and lesbian people, I guess these days it's lesbian people. I love trans, cool, warped, body dysmorphic people. I love them. And because I love them, I want to help them rid themselves of a diabolical disease. And here's the thing. I, too, have diabolical pathologies and diseases. So do you. So do you. The difference is when the vanguard of the globalist destruction of our culture is in this LGB whatever the fuck movement with their appropriation of God's rainbow that he showed to Noah after he flooded the fucking planet because of all the faggotry. You got to love those people too. But you also got to put them down from spreading their disease in public and especially from grooming children. Those are not exclusive things. Those both have to be done at the same time. The bifurcation, the dialectical bifurcation that the Republicans and the Democrats give you is it's either one or the other. And then you're a bigot if you're trying to protect children and not embracing the sodomy. And then they'll come after your pastors. You can't read the book of Leviticus. It's hate speech. So you've really got to fight the enemy in the systemic cultural crap in which we've all put ourselves. But you have to love the people. I just told you earlier I have a low opinion of the efficacy of the average human being. Well, that's true. But, I mean, the fact is if you're a Christian, I hate to say it, we love all people, but, you know, most people are going to hell. Those are facts. I didn't come up with this. It's a fact. I'm barely able to figure out what I got to do to make sure that I'm not one of the majority. Hell's a very democratic place. We love democracy. Hell's a very democratic place. Everybody that will end up in hell voted to go there. And the majority will vote to go there. Those are facts. Facts are uncomfortable because they don't conform to your feelings. Well, fuck your feelings and don't turn on Trump. Now, am I going to slap Trump around every time he talks about his fucking vaccines and all this stuff? Yes. Am I going to shit on Kushner and his fucking wife, which, you know, I wouldn't do that in front of Trump because she is his Achilles heel? Yes. All right, there's a bunch of fucking squishes. Am I going to tell you that I think that Bannon is sometimes a big cunt? Yes. Still watch his show. You got to watch War Room. Alex is way more entertaining than Bannon, but guests Bannon gets won't go on InfoWars, especially because I'm fairly confident that Roger Stone hates Steve Bannon and vice versa. Although a couple of weeks ago, Raheem and Bannon both hat tipped to Alex. Because say what you will about Alex Jones, he's been exposing this stuff longer than anybody else with the size of platform and celebrity that he was able to garner in recent history. I'm talking the last two decades. And, you know, kudos for him. Now, Alex has done all sorts of stuff that I don't like, and I've called him about it. That's true for all of us, though. It's true for all of us. I mean, Trog and I get into discussions sometimes, and it's unpleasant. He accuses me of doing stuff like dragging him back into this show, which, you know, to be fair, I had never dragged him into this show. He called in voluntarily and got sucked into this, and, you know, that ain't my fault. I mean, look, we've already proven that I can perfectly capable of doing a show without a co-host, but it's just not as entertaining, and frankly, I'm guessing that Trog's wife probably likes the fact that he can just get the stuff off his chest so he doesn't bug her with it, because I was ordered to do a show tonight. I really didn't want to. But in any event, Trump is still the symbol of the movement, and you got to put your mind as to who Trump is. Now, has Trump been defeated, and is he being, you know, used to assuage the movement? There's a remote possibility that that's true, but I don't know that that's true because that is not who he is as a man. Now, it's possible that he's been defeated. That's entirely possible. It's also possible that he's going to come back and kick some ass.
I believe in an eye for an eye. I just don't believe instinctively in turning the other cheek. If somebody was out to hurt you, if somebody was out to do a number on you, I really believe that you should just do a number on them.
Well, you know, he will. We've seen him do it, not only in his political career, but throughout his entire career. So give him the opportunity. And that means not waiting until 2024 to vote Trump 2024. It means busting your hump now to grow the movement of which he is a symbol bigger than him. That's what you have to do. Because we're time is short, we're behind enemy lines, things are bad. It all comes down to what you have in your heart. Do you have the fire in your heart? Because people like George W. Vagina Bush want to light fires in the minds of men. It's a fucking Masonic, Luciferian trope. And you put it in perspective. In 1776, Declaration of Independence. Now, we hail that as a great thing, and the way it's worked out for us, somewhat, it's been great. However, it was the first revolution of the modern era that upended the existing order. And that's a dangerous thing to play with. That's a dangerous fire to play with. For the most part, it worked out pretty well for us. But it is a dangerous fire to play with. 1776 was also when Adam Weishaupt started his Illuminati in Bavaria. And they're illuminated by the fire in the minds of men, the fire of the light bearer, the fire of the highest angel who became the lowest devil. Because his fire was so bright in his mind, He chose to worship his own fire. That sin is pride. And this is Pride Month. This is the month of Satan as far as the secular agenda goes. Keep in mind where these things go. That was 1776. 1789, we codified our government by illegally replacing the Articles of Confederation with what is now the U.S. Constitution, which expanded the federal government and started us on a long track towards bureaucratic tyranny. The problem you have is far less the politicians than it is the permanent bureaucracy, the fiefdoms of FBI agents, IRS agents, school boards, property tax boards, homeowners associations, who are the ones you have to interact with. See, most people will do the right ordered thing without law most of the time. But when you start making laws to screw the low-hanging fruit, you empower the criminals and you cause problems for everybody else, but the system must feed and grow. It's the permanent bureaucracy that has to be destroyed. The Great Reset eliminates that political class and makes the permanent bureaucracy the only governance that you have, which is going to make the problem incredibly far more problematic. It's going to make it far worse. But that's where they're going. So in 1789, we put in the Constitution. In 1789, in Paris, they mimicked our 1776 revolution, of which your Secretary of State, Thomas Jefferson, was in favor. And that revolution was Luciferian to the core, and France, and actually for the most part, Europe has never survived. That 1789 revolution echoed itself again in 1917 in Russia. But that was 1789. That's not that many years apart, but someone was working hard and fighting in that window. And then you got 1794. From 1789 to 1794, that's when you ended up with the Reign of Terror. The revolution started to eat its own, and blood was flowing in the streets of Paris. Incidentally, 1794 was the first time that the original right-believing Church of Christ set foot on this continent in Alaska. So don't give me this nonsense that we're a Christian nation. If we rebelled in 1776 from an Anglican nation and we codified our Constitution in 1789 as an Enlightenment Masonic Luciferian document, and Christianity didn't really set foot on this continent until 1794, at best, you're an Anglican nation, which is a variant of Christianity that isn't full truth. You might not like these facts. I don't really give a shit. My job, my sorry ass, healed so that I may be moved from time to eternity and become a better person. If I can help you on that path, great. I just hope I don't hinder you on that path. But I'm going to tell you the truth as best as I understand it. The truth of the matter is right now we're in the shit. Everything Trog and I told you tonight, we're in the shit. This is a bad situation, but the opportunity for success is greater than it ever has been. Now is not the time to engage in behavior that hasn't succeeded before. Now is not the time to be passive. Now is the time to push the agenda. You need to make the movement, the America First movement, bigger than Trump. Trump was necessary, but insufficient. You need to stop operating on the same erroneous presuppositions as your enemy and only quibble about varying degrees of insanity rather than the difference between sanity and insanity, the difference between truth and error, the difference between truth and lie. Right now, we're in an area where we're just I'm willing to tolerate this much of the error, but I'm not going to willing to go more. I'm willing to tolerate this much of the lie. I'll even participate in the lie and pretend that elections matter, but I won't say that the election didn't have irregularities. Fucking election was stolen. Here you are. 6 months later, nothing's changed structurally. That's your job. Push it. Don't take the fucking vaccine, and for God's sake, don't put it in the children. Don't put these dangerous chemicals, which are the next pandemic, into children. They are trying to kill you. They are trying to sterilize you. They are trying to wipe you out. These globalist oligarchs who think that they can be, have their own apotheosis and be divinized by Lucifer into some kind of cybernetic chimera that will live forever within the confines of this universe will do anything to have that, including wiping out 6.5 billion people if needed. Don't think for a second they're not going to try. Later this summer, we're going to have the end of the audits. We're going to have the taking over of the Republican precinct, and we're going to have the extraterrestrial biological entity UFO hoax. And it's not going to stop. Things are going to get worse. It's moves, moves, and counter moves. And you'd better be ready, because on D-Day, we stormed the beaches. We rolled back Nazi Germany. But the Nazi International is alive and well today, and they're trying to kill you. And their face is hidden amongst us as political quibbling. Until you know what the fight is and who you've got to take out, you will never succeed. No more namby-pamby bullshit. This is as real as it gets. Nothing says victory like winning. And winning is your only option, because losing is death. And you got to keep in mind, you will only live for a little while longer. Some of you less than that. You do hear echoes in eternity. Make the right choices. Never give up. Keep fighting. Get Trump back in there. Get MAGA patriots back in there and make this movement bigger than all of that. If you do that, we might turn this mess around, as difficult as it will be, and we will win, and we will win, and we will win. This is Rex and Trog, signing off.
And the thunder of liberty rumbles on.
Doing to us, China, everyone. They're killing us on trade. If I'm elected president, we will win, and we will win, and we will win. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Trump, thank you.